Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
This is Taz right here. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So if you want to call the show, very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
It's 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. We are here. Andrew Bogus is sitting in, right, yours truly. Moose is not here, and he'll be back next week. And the thing is, we have been getting a lot of calls, either people listening. A lot of people listen on Sirius XM, Channel 206, which is the home for CBS Sports Radio, or listening on the Sirius XM app. A lot of people calling from there. A lot of sports fans that are wrestling fans also. We've been talking more wrestling on the show than normal. We're going to do that for the next couple of days here. If you just joined the show, I'm leaving the show. Friday's my last day, so after that, I'll be Gonski. I've been here for 2 years. I made a decision weeks back. It's time for me to move on. I got some other things I'm looking to do, so thank you to everybody here at CBS Sports Radio and the crew here, obviously. Every segment, Andrew, I'm going to thank everyone. Every segment. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, so
every
that's,
segment.
How many segments per show, Mike? Nine?
Nine per show.
Nine, so we've got 27 for the rest of the week.
Oh, 33.
33 left. Okay. But again, it's just, it is worth pointing out that we don't want to overdo it.
I think it's getting old already, to be honest.
This is not your style.
Yeah, it's not my style.
It's never about you. It's about us and we and, you want to just put the spotlight on you. But
never. I would never do that.
But those phone lines are open. There is a new email address. Goodbye, Taz. We'll miss you forever at intercom.com. If you want to send in your notes of appreciation between now and Friday.
Are you surprised all the wrestling fans that have called the show?
Of course not.
Yes. A lot of
we
people,
over nation. Why'd I be surprised?
Calls about AEW, calls about the Von Erichs.
Those poor folks have been sitting here for 2 years waiting for the beacon to go off
in. Talk a little wrestling.
Finally, here it is.
We're gonna talk a little about Monday Night Raw in a little bit.
That guy's been sitting on a Von Erich hot take.
Well, the funny part, too, is every time the call goes in, I screen, I go, Pete, is this good?
Yeah, you don't know. Right.
Am I getting fooled here?
Yeah. You're like, what's a Von Erich? And Pete's like, what? That's wrestling royalty.
I'm going to double check. I'm not putting
your real name's Atkinson, Mike.
Yeah. Some guy wants to know about the Hart family. Who are they, Pete? Like, what? The Harts? Yeah.
You know, what's a dungeon?
Pete, is it really something
like
a dungeon?
What is the dungeon?
Well,
Saturday.
That's the dungeon is where Bret Hart used to train in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Stu Hart. Did they say Stu Hart? What did they say?
Said Brett.
Okay,
Brett.
Stu Hart, his dad, who's no longer with us, trained Owen Hart and Bret Hart, trained a bunch of his kids and other wrestlers. Chris Jericho came out of the dungeon. I mentioned Chris Jericho, right? So he came out of the dungeon. So, yes, that's what the dungeon is. So,
what's a better name, the dungeon or the sportatorium? I'm big into the sportatorium. That's a heck of a name.
There's a bit.
I want to go there.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. You're too much. And bless your heart. You don't know the difference.
I don't.
You're not a wrestling fan. But I'll educate you real quick before we talk about the Saints. You're not tough either. You're just a straight knob. So, here's the thing. The sportatorium is a building. It was an arena.
Right.
Okay, that the they ran shows in. But and so a lot of times wrestling schools are in the sportatorium or in wrestling, or in arenas or buildings or small buildings. To be honest, I'm not sure if he trained people in the sportatorium.
It doesn't matter. I just want to be there.
You just want to be part of the sportatorium. But the sportatorium is not what you think. It sounds like something like Jerry's World. It's not
I assume it's not Jerry's World. It probably stinks and there's
it's not around anymore. Either, right.
Oh, it doesn't even exist?
It's gone. They blew it up. Yeah. Now, the dungeon was in the basement of Mr. Hart's, of Stu Hart's home in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Okay.
Unfinished basement Jones with a mat, and he would just beat guys up down there. That was the dungeon.
Sounds like a dungeon.
Yes.
Aptly named. Okay.
So, that was it. Like a light bulb.
Welcome to the garden.
Guys screaming, oh, get me a light bulb. Yeah. So anyway. All right. So natural segue. Speaking about getting caught in an armbar front face lock, the Colts were caught in a nasty front face lock with that segue. How is that? Seamless.
He
loves it. He loves it.
Pete's never laughed like that before.
The Saints got the Colts in a nasty armbar, Andrew. 34-7.
This is going to be Pete's favorite week ever.
34-7. This is how the show should have been for 2 years, to be honest. It's called fun. It's not Hamster Wheel Jones. So I digress. Anyway, the Saints... Andrew just did the emoji with the guy putting his hand on his face. I just hit my own head really hard. That hurt. Anyway, the Saints win the game 34-7. Colts were caught in a nasty armbar right there. And I'm going to use as many wrestling segue convos into sports talk. That's my new thing for 3 days, 4 days. Brissett, not so good. Drew Brees, historic night for Mr. Brees. And a big-time victory. Not a big-time victory, but another victory for the Saints, who now sit 11-3, dominant at home at the Superdome. So, and Brees looked tremendous.
There are four 11-win teams in the NFC right now. The Saints, the Packers, the Niners, and the Seahawks, while the AFC is scrounging for winners.
I know.
This is... The oddity of last night is that Drew Brees breaks Peyton Manning's touchdown record because Tom Brady didn't do it on Sunday, and now Brady might do it again on Saturday against your Bills, and then Brees to take it back. Apparently this happened in baseball in the 80s. Nolan Ryan and Steve Carlton kept going back and forth as the all-time strikeout leader, like live in the moment. I mean, every time they started, the record changed. So we're going to have this Brees and Brady back and forth the rest of this season. They're both playing somewhere next year. So, this is not going away either anytime soon. I can't remember any other record, a situation like this, where they're going to constantly go back and forth. And now, what do you do? How do you can't celebrate every single time Brees did last night.
That's a natural segue to what we're doing here on this show. We're going to celebrate me every day until Friday.
Delicately.
Okay.
Right.
I digress. Continue with
your commentary. And this is the Superdome of radio. So you
can walk. No, this is the Sportatorium.
Blow kisses.
More like the
dungeon. Some call it a dungeon.
Yeah.
and speaking of which, why are the lights on in here?
Oh, you know why?
The lights are never on in here.
I was taking photos earlier.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was taking photos because I'm building a home studio that looks exactly like this.
George Napolitano was here.
He's a famous wrestling photographer.
Thank you for this.
And a good friend of mine from Brooklyn. He's still with us. No, he's not. I almost said it like he's no longer with us.
And sports photographer.
He is. George is a great guy, but I digress. I didn't tell you. I'm building a studio. My home studio is going to look exactly like this, Andrew.
Even with the Tiki and Tierney stuff?
I'm going to have Tiki and Tierney actually broadcast out of my home studio.
I mean, I'm not one to question your genius because you are a trailblazer. You see things that the normal man doesn't. This one seems odd, though, Taz. I'm not going to lie. I don't know why.
It's Brendan Tierney with the lead.
And no one likes Tiki or Tierney more than me. I don't know why, though, you would recreate their studio in your house.
Hey, well, you know Taz, by the way.
Just to create an atmosphere an atmosphere that I'm used to working in every day for the past couple of years. So that's why. Maybe I won't have their logo, and I'll just put a giant Taz logo on my face so I can look at myself while I'm broadcasting. I might do that.
Bah.
Yeah, something like that, maybe. Or not. All right, so anyway, so Drew Brees, he's in front now of Tom Brady needs two touchdowns to pass him. That's what I believe.
Is it two or not? It's three. So now it's Brees 541.
Hold on. Well, let's slow down. They better not score. The Pats better not score three. Brady better not throw three touchdowns against my Bills.
Right, but then he might do it in week 17 or then in week one next year. It's so odd
It's fluid. The word is fluid.
That's the word that they used, the Saints used.
Well, of course, they copied
after the game last night. That it was they pre-copied you?
Well, yeah, they kind of hacked me.
Right.
Yeah, they did.
They knew it was coming.
Yeah, they did. They know it was coming. I did say while we're doing the show, I put this out on my social media, no matter what we're talking about the Saints and the Colts, we're talking about Drew Brees, that no matter what, wrestling fans are going to get the priority, and I'm going to interrupt the show for Fred, listening on the internets in Arizona, who has a wrestling question. Fred, what's going on? You're on with Taz and Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Taz, my friend. I sent you the retweet about the garter belt and your cattle entrance on one of your post entrances.
Oh, recently? Was that recently?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. How are you, sir? How you doing?
Oh, okay, pretty good. Becky Lynch.
Yes.
She's claiming that the WWE is more or less protecting her, so to speak.
She's protecting her in what regard?
And saying that they don't want her to get hurt.
Right.
They want to use her as a statue,
protect her body.
Right, right. And she's claiming otherwise that she wants to wrestle.
Right. Okay.
Your thought.
Well, here's the thing. First off, and I understand the question, but the thing is this, and Fred, appreciate it, dude. The company has to protect her from, let's just say it's something where she's doing matches that are, or she's doing spots in a match that are very dangerous to her body. Okay, so in that regard, sometimes talent, wrestlers, they get a little overzealous because the ultra competitiveness of the business and of the athletes, that sometimes the company needs to back them up. Okay, and needs to tell them, let's calm you down a little bit. Let's back up a little bit. Because you're protecting your investment, but you also protect them from their own, from getting injured. Becky works real hard. She's very physical, like a lot of the ladies that we see in WWE. The female athletes in WWE are tremendous. And over the past, I don't know, decade or so, we've seen it, the women's wrestling as a whole, not just in WWE, explode in a positive way, which has been awesome. So, but also for Becky to say something like that, it's smart for Becky. Her character is she's against the establishment at the end of the day. She's her own man. Even though she's a woman, she's called the man, for those that don't know. And that's kind of her thing. She's kind of like, she don't give a damn what anybody says. She just wants to go out and wrestle hard and work hard and yada, yada, yada. And so I get it. So I think part of it is her also working the audience, that she has to do that. You know what I mean? That's her job, to come off that way. And it makes sense, you know. So I'm good with it all. I think it all makes sense. Now, Andrew, you're not a hardcore wrestling fan, so you might not know anything I'm talking about right now.
Well, I mean, I saw the video, and it was odd to me not knowing all of the context, like that she was in a weird position where, like she was asking for a fight, like that she was needing. It just seemed like a weird. Not that she was begging, but it seems like a role reversal where she'd be the one out there with people asking to fight her, not sitting there going like, I'm being protected, someone come fight me.
Right. Well, she's on top too, so that she should be saying that, and that's her character. But the other thing too is with her, like what she's doing too, a lot of it's in character too. Like I said, she's the man. She's called the man. She's a woman, right? And that's her thing. She's, if you watch her promo work, what she does, she's very in your face, very against the establishment. I did that in ECW. Steve Austin did that in WWE. You know, she's not the first one to do this. She might be the first female to come off like this, so that's kind of cool. But there's been other people, not just myself and Steve Austin, a few others that have been against the establishment. You know, and that's kind of her shtick, you know what I mean? And she does a good job of it. And she's a girl from Ireland. She's got that heavy. You met her here. She's been on the show here. Well, easy. Sure. You know who her significant other is?
Not me or Pete.
Google this name, Seth Rollins.
I don't need to Google Seth Rollins' name. I know who Seth Rollins is.
Yeah, he's more man than you, bro. I got to be honest.
But again, I mean, almost any man is more man than me. It's not saying much. I understand. I'm well aware of my limitations. I didn't go on rides last week at Disney World that my six-year-old went on. So I know where I begin and where I end. So you don't need to remind me of that. That Seth Rollins is tougher than me. Congrats.
Well, just saying, bro. I just. By the way, I believe that I'm getting word from our producers. We have a social media update. Yes, Michael Huber at MH4375.
Okay.
Taz should do a live daily wrestling show with AB. Hashtag
wow.
Great chemistry. Hashtag new KFJ.
Hashtag I've got about 25 years of wrestling to catch up on before that podcast can launch. So
I feel like Pete Bellotti just got barreled over by this, the great sounds of Andrew Bogusch.
Yes, I've been demoted.
Poor Mike, he's just sitting here as the boss. He's like, yeah, I just run the show here, buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Pete's the boss today.
He put in hashtag new KFJ. No one here even knows what that is, but I do.
KFJ.
Well, remember I mentioned Seth, you know, Seth Nyman.
Yes.
Right, the producer who's no longer with us, right? But he's with the other guys, the other company, Showtimes. He was the KFJ. It stands for Kung Fu. He gave himself the name.
Okay.
But like, for his ethnicity. So I won't
that's
go into the rest
a word.
Of it. Mikey B, maybe you can help out. But that was Seth. He acted like he was a Kung Fu master. He wasn't. So he called himself the KFJ.
Gotcha.
You got it? I mean, I don't know,
I follow, yeah.
I don't know what's the right and wrong thing.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
I think we understand.
Yeah.
I'm very careful with my words. You know how I am.
A wordsmith.
Yeah. But a lot of people used to call him a Kung Fu jobber. You know?
that would fit me.
Yes. So, Michael Huber, thank you. We appreciate the love here. And Andrew Bogusch and I have some chemistry. Going forward, I'll probably do another project never with you. That made no sense. That was bad English.
I feel like I could be a guest on one Taz show somewhere.
Yeah, but you got to talk to me like a man, bro. You got to bring your...
Okay.
No, I don't want you to do radio guy voice.
I don't have a radio. I have a voice.
Oh, we got to put a poll up. No, you do have a radio guy voice. Because I've talked to you off air, and you sound like Mike Tyson.
My voice is not that high off the air. The one thing I have on Mike Tyson is a more manly voice.
He would punch a hole in your chest.
Again, sure, of course he would.
Could you imagine that?
But he can't do updates.
No, of course he can't. You think he could read and write to a predetermined time constraint?
No.
Of course he couldn't.
No, he couldn't do that. That'd be tough for him to do. Tough for me to do. I'll tell you what, I'm a genius. All right, anyway, on that note, we'll
and play his own sound?
Yeah.
Challenge accepted, Iron Mike. We'll see you on Thursday.
So we talked about the Saints and the Colts. We talked about Andrew Bogusch. We talked about Drew Brees. Like, Andrew plays like the Saints now. We'll get into a little bit of talk about Josh Gordon, what's going on with that. And we're going to give you a Raw, Monday Night Raw Jones. We'll do that. Oh, we got a Heller update. There's a hook. 855-212-4227. You want to call the show, give it a shot. I'm Taz. I got Andrew sitting over here, too. All right, right back.
This is WWE superstar, the man, Becky Lynch, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Sunday, the NFL on CBS features teams making their final push towards the playoffs, with many of you seeing the clash in Cleveland with the Ravens and the Browns. That should be something. Or Pittsburgh versus the Jets. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on CBS. So, there you have it. The radio show wrinkling in the microphone gimmick.
How about the downplay the promotion of said Browns game on Sunday? But how about multiple Browns players apparently yelling onto the field against the Cardinals this weekend, telling the Cardinals to come trade for them, including
really?
Jarvis Landry? Yeah, things are going really well
what
in Cleveland.
The hell, wow! I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Wow, could you imagine that? That's like what kind
come
of
get me.
Front office leadership deal do you have going on there? That's an S show.
You've none. You've
really
none.
Bad.
Do you want to run a team next
Me?
Year? Yeah.
I might have.
You've got some free time.
I might not have time, but yeah, at the moment I have a second, so maybe I could go. I mean, my plan is to talk to Stephen A. Cohen with the new owner who's going to own the Mets, and me and Bellotti were going to run a lot of the baseball operations, kind of like Cassandra did with the Yankees.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
We like calzones.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to have Mikey B jump in on that, too. He's a big Met fan. So are you. You're a big Met fan, Andrew.
Mikey could be your social media director.
I thought you were going to say I could deliver the calzones.
No. Well, Mike, you could deliver the calzones, and you can run the podcast network we'll do for the Mets.
That sounds like a plan for me. I'm all aboard.
Be the EVP of podcasting for the Mets. People out of you, you'll answer to Pete, though.
That'll be fun.
That's right.
But here's a guy who answers to no one. They call him Heller. I just call him Bradford. Brad, what's going on, Hop?
Hi, guys.
What's up, baby? How are you?
Do you know that my fantasy football team name was Taz's BFF? You know that, right?
I remember that.
Yeah. Bradford Heller.
How did you do?
Not well.
You know, we had a habit here for a couple of years with the Fantasy Football League that it starts off on fire.
Yeah.
And then by week, I don't know, four?
Being nice.
Before the end of September.
The drizzling S. It just goes away. Horrible. No connection emotionally to it. None of us.
No juice.
Nothing. There's no money on the line.
No.
To be honest. You know?
My team, who is named after Bradford, is Connor Benji Heller.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Didn't fare well either. In fact, I believe I lost a consolation match this week to a person who had two players in his lineup that were not playing in their actual lineup.
Connor Heller.
Could have been me.
However, I have reached the final of the Newsroom League, the official league here at CBS Sports Radio.
Mm. Yeah, I love what you say.
That one involves money.
See, hold on a second. See that right there? That irks me.
I know it does.
See, that's what you said.
Mission accomplished.
Yes, that's what it irks me. See, that's part of the reason why I get out of here. Because, see, that kind of stuff happens. See, I was always the outcast here, ladies and gentlemen. The wrestler. That's me. Always the outcast, Heller.
What does he know?
Always the outcast. I was never in with the boys here, the clique. Never in with the crew here, none of them, including you, Bilotta, you snake backstabber. I was never in with any of them.
Sorry?
But secondly, you're the same way.
I'm a snake.
I had Gio come up to me before, Taz, you leaving? Yeah, I am, bro.
He seemed very new.
He seemed very genuine and nice about it. Meanwhile, he's on FAM.
Greg
right now.
Giannotti.
He's on FAM right now, burying me. Oh, that bum wrestler. Good thing he's leaving.
Greg Giannotti. Yeah. Potentially.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how people are here.
It's on the table.
There's a chance he might be doing it. No, I love Greg. He's a good dude. No, but anyway, listen. Yeah, here's your update.
Okay.
Bradford Heller.
That's the best intro I've ever received.
Bad segue.
Monday Night Football, a record-setting near-perfect night for Drew Brees in New Orleans.
First and goal from the 5. Brees under center, high formation. Takes the handoff. Looks to throw. Wide open. Touchdown! Josh Hill! 19 years, 273 games, over 76,000 yards, and now 540 touchdowns. Drew Brees, take a bow.
Zach Streif on Saints Radio. Brees passed Tom Brady. Then he broke Peyton Manning's career touchdown record, now at 541 after throwing 4 in the Saints' 34-7 rout of the Colts. Here's head coach Sean Payton.
There's a record out there, and it's a little bit of a fluid record, right? And there's just so much preparation that goes in now. I mean, for him to finish the way he did on the evening. We thought we would have some vertical throws with some of the seams, and we did. He was outstanding tonight.
Brees also set a single game record for completion percentage. He was 29 for 30. The Saints are 11-3, tied for the best record in the NFC with the Seahawks, Packers, and Niners, and they claimed corner Janoris Jenkins off waivers from the Giants. While the Colts are officially eliminated now, they've lost 4 in a row. They're 6-8. Here's Coach Frank Reich.
We've had some disappointing losses this year. Obviously, we haven't had one like this. I mean, every loss has been a one-score game. And in this one, we got our butts beat bad in all three phases.
And next up for the Colts, the Panthers, who are reportedly going to start rookie Will Greer at quarterback on Sunday. Other NFL notes, Seahawks receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely again for drugs. It's his fifth suspension in 8 years. The Chiefs claiming Terrell Suggs after he was cut by the Cardinals. NBA, no Luka Doncic for the Mavericks, but it didn't matter against the mighty Bucks.
Under 6 remaining, and the Mavericks by 11. As they try to end Milwaukee's 18-game winning streak, Porzingis again for 3, and again it's good! That one from 30 feet, and a timeout from Mike Budenholzer with 5:44 remaining.
Chuck Cooperstein on Mavs Radio. Kristaps Porzingis scored 26, so did Seth Curry, and the Mavs do snap the Bucks' 18-game win streak, 120-116 in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo did have 48 in the loss. Elsewhere, the Rockets rallied from 25 down, their biggest comeback in franchise history. They nipped the Spurs 109-107. Oklahoma City rallied from 26 down to beat the Bulls 109-106. From baseball, pitcher Wade Miley going to the Reds, 2 years, $15 million. Outfielder Avisail Garcia to the Brewers, 2 years,
oh, wow,
and $20
million. I didn't know about that one. Okay.
Big one, right?
Yeah. That's
big news from baseball, yeah.
We're bringing you back in with baseball news.
And the big NHL trade, the Coyotes getting former MVP Taylor Hall from the Devils for three prospects and 2 draft picks.
Three prod cut.
That's a mouthful.
I wanted to lead with that.
Well, see, podcasting is always on my mind.
Right,
the
no, prospects.
Show,
the
so three yeah, podcasts prospects. And a couple of...
Yeah, because I'm looking graphics. At Mikey B. And when I look at Mikey B, I just think of podcasting. That's it.
You're welcome.
He's doing great. I mean, he's doing great. Hell, you understand the brand that that man has built?
I'm waiting for an invite.
It's perfection!
I'm waiting for an invite to...
Dude, you
hop on
Heller
board.
Yeah, I would like to have Heller, but right now we're a little backed up. But maybe down in 2020.
Okay.
Dude, see how
talk to my producer and we'll see what happens.
I never thought I'd see the time when Mikey B is like, well, we'll see. Like, and he's not joking. He's like,
no,
well,
I know.
He's not, because we brought up you being on a show before. I remember a time when he was clamoring for guests. Now he's got a litany of guests lined up.
Yeah, I already have a couple in the can, so I don't want to get it too far backed up.
All right.
I enjoy flavor with my meat.
It's unbelievable.
Fair point.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
The ego, the narcissism.
Right. Yeah. The ego has landed.
Guy gets 80 views on a cat picture, thinks he's running the internet.
800.
Oh, 800. Sorry.
Speaking of social media, Brad, I don't know if you realize, I did put a post out last night and that I was leaving here. And the thing is, what I was thinking of, maybe what might be good is, what do you think of this, Angie, too? I can incorporate you being at your co-host in the show. What if we do a social media update? There's hundreds of replies from fans that I'm leaving. What if I read every segment, like five or six, throughout the next 3 days?
I mean...
Is that your way of saying you want to skip my update?
You're done, no?
No, I'm saying the rest of the week.
Oh, no, we're going to give a sports update. You're the best. People love to hear about
We'll always everything. Stop for updates.
Yeah, we'll stop for updates. We kind of have to. But, yeah, no, we will. It's kind of in the contract. No, we will. No, you do a great job, Brad. You know, and I'll work with Mikey B to get you on the show. I'm going to try.
Thank you. No, that means a lot because I'm trying.
I mean, but you've done play-by-play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's jealous. So he's a territorial guy. He doesn't want to have you on because it's shocking he had Andrew Bogashon, who's another great play-by-play.
It was early. He was slim pickings.
Yeah. He's got it.
Would Bogus make the cut now? Would
no.
you be like, we'll let you know?
No.
No, he would.
See?
Andrew would still make the cut.
Nah.
Andrew would still make the cut.
I'm telling you. He used to ask me all the time, Taz, can you come on? And I said, I will. And he don't ask me anymore, Mike.
Well, that's because I gave up.
No. So now when you want me on, you're going to pay me.
I will.
Okay. A lot.
Name the number.
2020. You'd be the first guest of 2020.
No. You'd be the second.
Wow. Wow, he's got a guy.
What do you need? What do you want? What do you want? I'll pay you. I don't have a problem with it.
I don't need your money. I got a lot of problems. Money ain't one of them. You know that. So here's the thing. No,
I'll take your money.
I'll come on the show once 2020 happens. I'll carve out. You know, but when I come on your podcast, I need a good 2-3 hours.
Oh, I love it.
I got a lot to say.
And truth be told,
a lot of people are getting buried, and some people that might be in the building right now.
Well. I'm really excited to talk to you on my podcast because I think you and I have had good back and forth regarding Uber Eats and Uber Eats deliveries. I think we'd have a nice old time, a nice conversation about
mom,
it. I don't know about burying people. That was news to me.
No,
but,
we're going
to
bury.
Okay.
So you're saying he needs to pick up an order in Canada or something.
Yeah.
Give you enough time.
I need time. Yeah. I mean, I got a lot to say. There's a lot of burial. I mean,
do you like jam?
Front office people, grunts that work in a newsroom.
Right.
Host.
Right.
A plethora of hosts I will bury.
Update people. Yeah.
A little, Goon Jones.
Yeah,
definitely.
Producers with cats.
Hardo. That'd be me. Yeah, producers with cats. Yeah, that's what I said to him. You heard it, Andrew. I said during the break, I said, Mike, the cat photo's a little much on the Twitter.
And Mike said no.
He's like, no.
It's the most views I've gotten in a long time.
Right.
So
hard-ass Jones.
You have to take risks.
All about the views. Unbelievable.
He's obsessed with social media.
Unbelievable.
He's obsessed with his brand now. Like Mikey B, the brand. Like, he's all about branding. When I first met this guy.
I learned from somebody I know.
I created a monster. When I first met this guy, he was the most nicest professional. He's still professional. He's still a decent guy. But he was the nicest, you know, hardworking. He still works hard. But he was humble. And he was scared of life.
Yeah.
Now he's
scared. I'm still scared of life, I promise.
Now he kicks life in the yambag. He don't care.
Take that life.
Yeah. He's got an attitude and an ego that's She's got new gimmicks, his new names, and all this stuff.
He's
it
not,
happened to all my Seth. I mentioned Seth. Seth was the same way. He became an egomaniac. I love you, Seth, but let's be honest. You know, he lived a gimmick. I had Dennis Jones. He became a
well, that Dennis is different. Dennis,
another guy,
went off the reservation.
You know what it's like? It's like Belichick with all these assistants,
really
and then they
is.
Become head
it really
coaches.
Is. It's like Robbie Rosenhaus, another guy. He thinks he's really the Viking because I deemed him the Viking with the skull. I did all that with him. And then we got the lumberjack, as I said, Dennis Jones.
Who's gone missing on occasion.
Now he's in the witness protection
yeah,
program.
Yeah, now he's in the witness protection program. The captain, you guys don't know him. Another guy created. Okay, he lives off the shores of somewhere up near Seattle, like out in the near Tustin.
He's in the Puget Sound?
He's like near Newfoundland in Seattle, in
you're,
between
you're
there.
Way off
dude,
on your
I'm
Canadian
like somewhere
geography.
Like that. But he's up near Seattle. Isn't there Canada up there? Like the
yeah,
Vancouver.
That's Vancouver. Yeah,
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Victoria, beautiful.
Newfoundland is on this side.
he's like on like a little island, but he don't know. I said, where are you? Because I'm not sure if I'm part of Washington State or Canada.
I'm not here.
There's nobody here. I go, how? He goes, I just got a big cooler with water and some bread. So, and this guy escaped life to get away from me. So, Mikey B, they all had egos, and then they all exploded. Mike's on that road, the same road as all.
Yeah, the difference is I have talent compared to those guys.
I was going to say the difference was it was a cat picture that pushed him over the edge.
And let me take this back to Taz for a second. It's a credit to you that as all of these young men who have worked with you have slowly fallen apart to the extent where, again, Dennis, who you mentioned, literally for like 72 hours, people didn't know where he was.
No, I didn't know where he was.
Calling his mom, calling the police, Amber Alerts, search parties. Another guy's living on a raft in the Puget Sound.
It's true.
All of their mental and physical deterioration, which can be drawn directly back to you. You have not let any of that affect you.
Well, that's the low-hanging
fruit.
The way it's not
that
my
you
fault.
Live your life.
It's not my fault. It's all them. They all have individual issues.
Yeah, no, good for you.
Can't blame me.
Forward.
You're giving them this false confidence that they can then go leave the nest.
Yeah.
No matter where they might end up.
It's like, it's my fault now? Yeah, it's not your fault. Have some accountability. Be a man. Have a set.
Blue.
You know what I mean? Like, really, it's not my fault.
No.
Right? You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. But, yeah, no, these guys are, you know, they're all, look,
they'll
the
be better
guys.
For it eventually.
Right.
We're dead.
I
the
help
other?
Them. I know the common denominator could be me. It's my fault. But, no, again, low-hanging fruit. Don't blame me.
They
blame
have to
them.
Learn
la,
to
la,
fly.
La, 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 la. Blame them. Blame them. Don't blame that me, Heller. Blame them. I'm just telling you. Heller, we'll see you later.
Okay. All right.
That's great talk.
Roadkill Jones.
Why has it always got to be an awkward ending with
it
this
is.
Heller?
In and out.
Do you do it on purpose, dude?
What was awkward about that?
Your face. Your face is awkward for me right now.
My face is always awkward.
Jim Heller. All right. Don't get upset, please. Because you get upset, then I get upset.
Not on his last week,
then it
Brad.
Gets messy in here. We don't want it to get messy.
We don't want to get to
Chernoff, if I have a problem. He'll go crazy if I
we
make
don't want
it
to get emotional.
No mess.
No blood.
We'll get to your phone calls in a little bit
who
over here.
On
the other side of the break, actually, we're going to get to your phone calls. Everybody on hold. Terry, you've been on hold a while. We'll get to you. 855-212-4227. We're going to talk about Monday Night Raw. We got wrestling fans calling, sports fans. We're going crazy here. Taz with Andrew Brett back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler, RVD. Just want to let you know, you're listening to Taz and the Moose
right.
on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. We've been talking a little wrestling. We're talking a little Saints. We didn't talk about Josh Gordon yet. We're talking a lot of stuff here. We talked a little bit of baseball, very little. Let's talk to Terry, listening in Georgia right now. Terry, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
I have two questions, one wrestling-related, one recent sports-related.
Why don't you hit me with the sports one first?
Okay, you know the fight, the Brown-Steelers fight?
Yeah, yes, with Myles Garrett and stuff, yeah, and Mason Rudolph, yeah.
Now, if Garrett got 6 games plus suspension, do you think Rudolph should have got at least half of that?
He should have got, I don't know about, let's say, saying three. He probably should have got a couple of game suspension. I know we talked about in the past, at least one or two. He got nothing, I believe, right?
He
should have got something because he actually started the fight, dude.
Right,
if you look
accountability.
At it. He did, right? He did start the fight.
Well, he made it worse. I think it was over, and then he got back up and went at Miles Garrett. Then he got hit with the helmet. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I think a game would have been, or two would have been good
enough. At least a game, Terry. What do you think? More than that or less than that?
Well, I think more than that, and the people are touting the helmet swing as the most despicable act in football.
Right.
But, man, it was within the past couple of years, few years, a guy ripped a dude's helmet off, kicked him in the face, and stomped him with a cleat.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I mean, the violence there is higher. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We've talked about that in the past, dude, and you're not wrong, Terry. I mean, I told the story. I remember watching years ago the Jets playing the Oakland Raiders, and Lyle Alzado, God rest his soul, was playing defensive end. He was an animal, I'm sure you knew that. I remember Lyle Alzado. And Chris Ward was the offensive tackle for the Jets, and he ripped Chris Ward's helmet off. They got into a fight, and he threw it right at Chris Ward's face. He didn't hit him with it. He missed him. But I'm just saying, so it's something similar to that. I mean, I do think some folks overreacted to what Garrett did, but because he actually hit him on the head, and it was so graphic. Mason Rudolph's lucky his skull didn't get split open. Thank God for the kid, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
What's your wrestling gimmick question you got here?
The second one, first off, you are and forever will be the king of ECW wrestling.
Oh, thank you.
You know, that's and being 5'9 in a time of like giants getting the big pushes.
Terry, it's 6'1. We've been rounding up recently. we don't mention the 5'9.
5'9.
But, you know, at the time, when at the height of your wrestling popularity, you were on the smaller end.
Yeah.
But when you watch the brands now, like AEW, WWE, you know, the size is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't help but sometimes think, like, you wrestlers like yourself who obviously in the WWE were overlooked for bigger talent.
Correct.
You know,
yep.
You know, how different would your game have been now versus then?
I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Fair.
That's the truth, brother. I would not be, and you're not wrong with saying it, Terry. We appreciate the call. No, it would have. My style would not have changed. Actually, my in-ring style would be great. Would fit along great today because you see a lot of guys doing different suplexes and stuff. And it's great for wrestling, and it's great for these young men and women, especially the guys, because guys have been typecast when they're not as tall. Back in the day, to your point, Terry, when I was in my prime, where guys were, a lot of us were typecast that weren't over 6 foot, and it was as hard as you could imagine. It was hard, I could promise you. Not in ECW. Paul Heyman gave guys chances. He didn't care how big or small you were. If you were talented and you could get over with the audience, he was locked into you. He didn't care about your height, your weight, if you had abs, if you didn't, if you had veins in your biceps, if you know, if you were 6'3 or 5'5. He didn't care. As long as you could work hard and you had passion and you could talk a little bit, he was going to put the rocket on you, you know? So, but during that time, it was tough in WWE. You know, some guys in WWE ended up getting a bigger push, like a guy like Kurt Angle. You know, it was probably an inch taller than me. He's 5'10". But Kurt Angle comes in as the first ever Olympic gold medalist in pro wrestling history from when in 1996 in wrestling, winning the gold medal in Atlanta. So he came in with the most highest praise of credibility from the international end of amateur wrestling, you know. So winning the gold medal is pretty freaking important. That helped negate his height issue. You know, but then after that, you know, those guys we were on our prime at the same time. Another guy who's no longer with us, the late great Eddie Guerrero, another guy who broke that mold too. What WWE I'm talking about, because Eddie and I were like the same height. He's another guy who got a big push as Latino Heat and as a tremendous, tremendous wrestler, a very good friend of mine who, you know, I miss all the time. But most of the guys back then were tall guys, you know, doing that attitude era, you know what I mean?
So it sounds like my charisma would have negated my lack of physical ability and would have made me also, had I chosen to go down this path, a successful wrestler. That's what I'm hearing when you talk about.
You probably just need to listen. Like, I wouldn't try to equate anything towards you with this kind of conversation. Okay. I'm trying to be respectful to you.
I got you.
You know, I don't mean to be mean. I'm just being honest. You know, but I think I handled all Terry's question. What about today? I mean, is he looking for me to praise myself how great I'd be today? Should I do that, Mike?
I'm sure if he were to call again, he'd love to know.
No, I'm being sarcastic. I'm humble. Today my style would have worked great because the height thing, dude. Today wrestlers are, you know, it's not, you don't have to. There's still some bigger dudes. A guy like Randy Orton, 6'4". You know, a guy like Roman Reigns, 6'3", 6'4". You know,
right.
Still some big cats. Seth Rollins, I never met him.
Those Von Erich boys are big.
No, those back in the day. You're talking about Von Erichs. I'm trying to help you with the wrestling content. You're going back.
The current guys, Marshall and Ross.
Yeah, no, I don't know. They're not in the WWE. It doesn't mean they're not great wrestlers. I've only watched them work. You just took the conversation and you didn't take a monkey wrench and throw it in my convo. You took a toolbox. Like, not just a monkey wrench.
Dumped it right in
just
the middle.
Just everything. Hammers, that's screwdrivers,
how
everything.
I roll.
You know, it's, yeah.
You're welcome.
The thing is, though, like, today you have so many of the talents that are not super tall, and it's refreshing. I think there's several of us that hope paved that way for a lot of these guys because it was a struggle back in the day. Now these guys are not typecast like that, which is nice. You're seeing guys like AJ Styles, who's a veteran, but an amazing athlete at 5'9", get pushed to the moon. Daniel Bryan, pushed to the moon. Geez, Pete, help me. I'm missing probably a ton of guys that were under 6 foot today that are stars. I mean,
I feel like Andrade is smaller.
I never met him. I don't know. See, that's a problem. What you just said, it, and Arcola said that too. It's not smaller. That's a problem. Andrew, pay attention to this.
I'm listening.
Smaller doesn't work. Like, I was 5'9". I shrunk a little. Now I'm 5'8". I was 5'9". I wasn't a smaller wrestler. I was not a tall wrestler, but I was 250 pounds.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, AJ Styles is 5'9", but he's a rock solid, you know, 225-ish.
Right. I mean, it's all relative. Like, you say the same thing about football players or basketball players,
right,
that they're smaller, but they're still bigger than the average human. And they'd still scare the you-know-what out of you if you met them in a street. Like, it's just...
Right.
But you are smaller than other wrestlers.
Not a good word. Not a good
less
word.
Huge? What's the right... I don't.
Not as tall. Vertically
shorter.
Challenged. No. Short's a derogatory term towards people that are not tall. Okay?
Says the 5'9 guy.
That's right.
Because I run to 5'10. So.
Yeah, I'm over here talking to you like you're acting like you're 6'3", 260. Like you're Boomer Esiason with his old 6'5", blonde-haired Jones.
Boomer is a big dude.
He's just a tall, long-limbed man.
We are smaller than Boomer.
His head is massive. He is a big person. He is.
He's a Boomer. Like, he is correctly nicknamed.
Rubbing up against Boomer.
I mean, really, he's certainly not a Norman.
No. That's his shoot name, right? That means real. His real name is Norman. I'm over here. We're talking a lot of wrestling. I'm giving you a wrestling genre. You know, so that's it. That's the deal. Anyway, yeah, so let's make sure we know what the thing is. Tall, not tall.
Shoot name. Like,
that's a term that Mike B loves to pride himself on, wrestling lingo.
Yeah.
He's not familiar with the shoot.
I'm ready.
Like when you came out of the shoot, your name was...
Nah.
Take the glasses off, Taz. Here we go.
Now, Pete, I'll tell you what's happening. You guys don't know what's going on. Pete the Body, he knows, but he won't say
it. He's so giddy. Like,
No. But this is what you don't know. Dude, he won't say it because he knows it's disrespectful to say, like, to know too much inside terms about an old school wrestler like me. Am I right?
Correct.
So he knows what it means.
He's going to let you handle it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Out
you
of
just
respect.
Won't say nothing. That's called a smart wrestler fan. That's how the smart fans are. Otherwise, then you get attacked like you're in a cage with a tiger, with an old wrestler.
Right, not a mark.
Right. So do I got to pull the curtain back this much here about the shoot? Shoot, yeah, all right. Well, shoot just basically means, how'd I get into
if
this?
If you were going to spell shoot, how would you spell
just
it?
Just like you shoot a gun, the same way.
Okay.
I'm so mad at myself. Okay, so if you and I are pro wrestlers and we get into a match and it becomes a real fight in a match, it's called a shoot. Like, they got into a shoot fight.
Okay.
Real fight.
Okay.
Not entertainment.
Yeah.
So that's why, hey, what's your shoot name? Your real name. That's it. That's all I'm giving you. I gave you enough. Please, I broke in 1987. I can't give you any more. I'm old school.
I still don't understand. Mike, do you understand what the connection?
Got it.
You did. All right.
Mike DeBee's running podcast.
I'll stay in the dark.
Audio platforms, subscription walls. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to do a little Raw update. Talk about Raw. We got the three, the biggest headlines of the day.
And Taylor Hall and the Coyotes.
Oh, yes.
Stay tuned.
Hockey Jones.